Well, we've got today's No Sweat News, and you see, these are the stories that could win you Metallica tickets on tomorrow's No Sweat News quiz.
So pay attention.
Listen up there, smart guy.
All right.
Now, I don't have much details on this, but it's a story out of India, and this could be why you need to be careful with your ultimatums. Because there's no guarantee you're going to get the answer you want.
Oh.
You know, the ultimatum, you got one way or another, and sometimes people take the other.
Absolutely.
Case in point, married couple in Istanbul, Turkey, was having problems earlier this year after the husband brought home a dog.
Oh.
His wife, having a new baby, thought the dog was too much extra work around the house, and she said, listen, it's me or the dog.
Okay.
Guess what he chose?
Woof, woof.
Mm-hmm.
He went with the dog?
It got so bad she moved in with her parents, and 2 months later, the divorce papers came along.
Holy mackerel.
And he went with the dog.
I mean, this guy really likes dogs.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm getting. Or really hates the wife.
Well, man.
Yeah, that's
right. You never know.
Okay.
Careful with those ultimatums.
Either or, for sure.
Now, here is an important question when it comes to local heat waves. Today, we get a little break, but yesterday was a steamer.
Yes, it was.
Day before was a steamer.
Yeah.
Much of our nation is under a massive heat wave with triple-digit temperatures.
Yeah.
Hot weather means fewer clothes. That means fewer pockets. And that means you got to put your money somewhere.
Yeah.
For a lot of people, that means shoving money in your sock or your bra or the seam in your pant.
You know, I like to hold my money in my cleavage.
Right. Well, a lot of businesses, and I saw this in Seaside over the weekend, a lot of businesses are now putting up signs that say, I'm sorry, we're not going to accept your dirty, sweaty money.
Oh.
And I quote, due to the increase in temperatures, we will no longer be accepting money carried in a bra.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Now, this is, it's legal tender, but it's sweaty and nasty.
I'll accept money from a bra. Hell, I'll accept a bra at this point.
Right, are you?
That's interesting. And you'd think that most people pay with cards these days for that reason.
There's a lot of that.
But, yeah, that's interesting.
A lot of these stores are saying, uh-uh.
They don't want to touch it. I
get
it.
I don't want to touch your sweat.
I get it. That's it.
But money is filthy to begin with.
Yeah, but when it's actually damp...
Like you,
that skeeves people
you
out.
You just pulled it from your crotch. I don't want to touch that.
If I saw someone trying to pay at my store, I'd call the cops.
Well, I don't know if I'd
put it back in the crotch, sir.
Quite go that far, but...
All right.
It's a question of legal tender and cleanliness.
Gotz never has to worry about this problem because he shoplifts.
He's never got cash. He's
never paid for a thing in his life.
Dateline Austria for our third and final story and our final for the week. Austrian TSA has issued a public statement to locals and tourists alike to let them know that it's not okay to bring unexploded World War II ordnances on board in your carry-on luggage. A 24-year-old...
This needs to be a memo?
Yes. Thanks to the 24-year-old American, of course, probably from Florida...
Okay.
Who found an unexploded World War II bomb while hiking and carried it with her out of the woods, cleaned it up in her hotel room, carried it through her travels, and packed it up to bring it home in her carry-on luggage.
Oh, my God.
In her defense, it wasn't big. It was just a 3-inch anti-tank shell.
What?
But
it can blow up a tank. It can do some damage, lady.
The X-ray machine lit up like a Christmas tree.
Yes.
When it scanned her, the whole area was evacuated. The bomb squad came in, and they actually hit her with a $5,000 fine.
They should. She had a bomb. And you said it's an anti-tank device?
Yes, that's right.
That seems explosive enough for my taste.
I don't know which side it was supposed to take down the tanks from, but either way, does it really matter?
No.
Now, people still find unexploded bombs from World War II all over Europe. I mean, I recall an 80-year-old guy in the south of Germany, right on the French border, thought he found one of them in his garden, and the cops came. They realized it was just a really big and heavy zucchini that he grew. But it did look like a bomb.
I didn't hear about the zucchini thing.
I don't know if he tried to sneak it on a plane or not. But please, ladies and gentlemen, if you find an unexploded ordnance, do not try to sneak it in your carry-on.
You can't. The only person I've seen who tried to sneak a zucchini on the plane was, I believe, Derek Smalls from Spinal Tap. Remember?
I do.
He put it in his pants.
Well, that's today's No Sweat News. Tomorrow we do the quiz where we read four stories on the air. Three were actually part of the No Sweat News this week. One I'm going to make up at about 4:20. If you spot the phony, you got a great shot at winning Metallica tickets for the show in Philly in October.
All right.
And if you missed any of the episodes of the No Sweat News, you can study up and enjoy them over on the podcast page found at WRAT.com.